time now for your comments. In response to the story about a Virginia nurse trying to manage a cardiac care unit with too little staff, longtime nurse Susan Patania of Tucson writes, "When was the last time you heard someone in the business world begging and wheedling employees to come to work? Young people and others avoiding the nursing profession are smart. They want pay commensurate with their responsibilities and training, and chances are they're not going to get it in nursing." Amity Schley's commentary about job layoffs being a painful, but in her opinion sometimes positive, force for companies drew letters from across the country. Eric Meisberger of Western Pennsylvania writes, "Perhaps Ms. Schley's hasn't visited Flint, Michigan, or just over the hill from me, Braddock, Pennsylvania. The automakers and steel mills never brought the workers back. That's the reality of the beautiful American system." Susan Stamberg's conversation about the Ferris wheel in central Paris evokes some history lessons. Claudia Rizzo of Washington, D.C. phoned in this French newspaper account of the debut of another famous French structure.
"We protest in the name of the underestimated taste of the French, in the name of French art and history under threat, against the erection in the very heart of our capital of the useless and monstrous Eiffel Tower. This tower, now Paris's best-known monument, was actually first hotly debated when it was constructed for the 1889 World Fair. Le plus ça change, le plus c'est la même chose. The more things change, the more things stay the same."
And Tom Dale Kiever of New York City says one reason for Parisians' ambivalence to the Ferris wheel is that it was invented to outdo the Eiffel Tower. He writes, "The original Ferris wheel was designed by George Washington Gale Ferris for the 1893 World's Columbian Exhibition in Chicago, a celebration of the achievements of American industry and culture." Responding to the story about whether September 11th has created a new generation of public servants, Ruth Sinton of Providence, Rhode Island, writes that the story missed the point about what motivated the greatest generation. It was their formative years spent in the Great Depression, when they saw long-term sustained suffering all around them, not Pearl Harbor, that mobilized 20-year-olds and their families toward altruism. Send your comments to morning@npr.org. or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.